Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. The Senate wants to tackle the problem of shared mobility in Berlin's suburbs. Under pressure from the Red-Red-Green coalition, the bike rental system is currently being redesigned and will be extended to the city's periphery in the future. The decision is the result of the budget negotiations last December. At the suggestion of the left, the members of the coalition factions called for the next bike rental bike system, which is supported by the state with millions, to be extended to the suburbs. Members of parliament commissioned Transport Senator Regina Günther's house to redesign and extend the system. This means that the entire bike rental system is to be put out to tender again for the period from 2022. Berlin signed a contract with Nextbike in 2016, meaning the company will receive 7.5 million euros from the state until 2021. Nextbike will in turn set up stations throughout the city center and equip them with its own rental bikes. According to the Senate's idea, those who get off the train should be able to continue cycling from the station reliably. The contract with the Senate focuses on the S-Bahn ring. The bikes are therefore mainly in the city center and exclude the suburbs. Although there are already individual stations in Steglitz and Lichtenberg, a spokeswoman for the Traffic Administration announced, quote, "However, with the available budget funds, a comprehensive coverage of stations was not feasible." Members of various parties, especially from the suburbs, have long criticized this state of affairs, questioning whether the new tendering procedure will make things better. The new bike rental system is currently being developed, according to the Traffic Administration. It's therefore not yet possible to say exactly which concept will be pursued in the future. The development of the bike rental network, which is funded by the state, is faltering massively, however. The contract provided for 700 stations and 5,500 rental bikes, and only a fraction of these are on the streets 3.5 years later. The number of organ donors in Berlin increased slightly last year. In 2019, 55 people donated one or more organs after their death, according to preliminary data published by the German Foundation for Organ Transplantation on Monday. In 2018, 48 organ donors were counted, and the low of the past years was reached in 2017 with only 35 donors. Nationwide, the foundation speaks of an almost unchanged level. 932 donors were counted in 2019. In 2018, 955. Each of them gave an average of more than 3 seriously ill patients a new chance at life. On Thursday, January 16th, the Bundestag will decide on new rules for organ donations. A cross-party bill by a group around Health Minister Jens Spahn of the CDU aims at a so-called doppelte Widersprungslösung, or double contradiction solution. According to the bill, all citizens are to be considered donors as of October 1st of 2022. One should, however, be able to say no to this later. Otherwise, relatives would have to be asked whether they were aware of an objection. Another group of members of parliament led by Green Party leader Annalena Baerbock suggests that all citizens be asked about organ donation at least every 10 years when collecting their ID cards. In addition, the AfD has tabled a motion rejecting a double contradiction solution. The common goal is to achieve more organ donations in Germany. BER has not yet opened, but the first airlines are beginning to expand their presence. EasyJet announced yesterday that they will open their first maintenance station outside the UK in Berlin in early summer of this year. In the future, the 30 aircraft currently stationed in Berlin will be maintained by a dedicated crew in Schönefeld. The company is hiring 80 new employees for this purpose. Airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup welcomes the commitment, stating, quote, "The airline is building up a new business segment with its maintenance division and is thus creating numerous highly qualified jobs even before the new BER airport goes into operation." Berlin is the second largest location for EasyJet after London Gatwick. In view of violent behavior of some Berliners on New Year's Eve, Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel has called for further restrictions on the sale of firecrackers and flare guns. According to the Interior Committee of the House of Representatives on Monday, the police law and individual prohibited zones for fireworks were not sufficient for a peaceful New Year's Eve. Geisel added, quote, "We will not be able to talk about ban zones if citizens are allowed to buy fireworks in Lidl." Furthermore, he said, something must be done about the free sale of flare guns without presentation of the small firearms license, adding, quote, "The question of whether they can be sold freely must be discussed." Geisel stressed that he wants everyone to be able to celebrate, but he cannot accept that it's becoming more and more dangerous to go out on the streets to ring in the new year. This New Year's Eve, there were three zones where fireworks were banned. Nevertheless, 24 police officers, in the previous year, 45, and three firefighters were injured in attacks, and there were 617 fires. The prohibited use of flare guns had increased, according to Police Chief Barbara Slovic, quote, "to excessive proportions." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.